You're listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod with Kyle Rush, Ben Taylor, and Nate Pass.
What's up, everybody? We're back again. It's episode 237.
Are you sure?
Not 327. I got each individual number right, but right. I wanted to get it in the right order this time. 237 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Happy Thursday. A little bit different, but happy Thursday. It's Kyle and Ben, and we're ready to peruse through the golf stories of the week and have some fun talking about it. Got some crazy stats to talk about, a little bit of drama in the world golf rankings, all kind of stuff. Suspensions, it's going to be a blast. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Bet Online, the number one sports betting website in the country. College football is right in the thick of things. NFL, you probably got the Amazon game tonight, the Amazon NFL game, which has been pretty cool. It's different.
Oh, by the way, that is to me and our mutual friend Zach Blackerby and I talked about this. If you have not seen the Amazon game, they do a phenomenal job with it. Now, they've had some service issues the first couple of weeks.
Yeah.
They seem to have straightened that out last week. But if you get a chance, if you got Amazon Prime, I suggest you go and watch that on Thursday night. And them stealing Kirk Herbstreit, it's just a cool fan experience.
And then bet on it. You can live bet on it. You can first half, second half, middle half, back half, whatever. They got all the different lines you can bet on.
Hey, be that guy. Take your laptop or your iPad to wherever water and hole you're going to watch it. And just sit there and do your live betting while it's going on right there in front of you.
Prop bets no doubt.
Galore. Go ahead.
No doubt. Tons of props. Use coupon code BLEED for your initial deposit and get a 50% bonus on top of your deposit. So give them $100. You get $50 back free to play with. Stack them and rack them. And let's win some money. Tonight, it could be the night. Bet Online is where the game starts. Ben. Happy
Kyle.
Thursday. Happy Thursday.
I fixed me an adult beverage, and I made it a little strong. Got to be honest with you.
I have me one, too. You're going to make fun. It's a Bud Light seltzer.
What flavor is that? Peach? Is it peach?
It's mango.
Even worse. Squats when he pees. Go ahead.
It's the best flavor of everything. It's mango. All right. So.
Hey, hit me up with those White Claw grapefruits. Those things are phenomenal in golf.
Ruby Reds. Yeah, yes. They're good. So we talked about this story weeks ago, and we knew something eventually was going to come of it. But Sergio was fined by the DP World Tour for WDing and going to college game day the first week of college football season. The weekend the Queen died, and they played 54 holes. He withdrew, but he just basically
he's having an absolute shit round too. By the way,
yeah, he was bad. But he's just going to go ahead and let his membership expire and that from the DP World Tour, and that makes him completely ineligible for the Ryder Cup. So the Ryder Cup history that Sergio had is officially over. Mm-hmm. Sergio, is he the leading Ryder Cup points? Is that what his deal is?
I don't know. It doesn't say that in the article, which, by the way, there's his wife again. Goodness gracious alive.
Most Ryder Cup points ever.
Yeah, there it is.
Done. He's done. No more Sergio in the Ryder Cup.
Okay, first off, my first take on this.
Okay.
This is bullshit.
Which part?
This the fact that they're using this and they're banging on the – it's even in bold print on the article, on the sidelines of the University of Texas football game 4,800 miles away. When his wife is fully involved in the university, his in-laws are fully involved in the university, and they friggin' live in Austin, Texas. Like, if game day's not there and he's not using sideline passes, nobody says a word about this, and it was just a regular old double D or WD. And
the old double D.
The old double D. A little Freudian slip right there from looking at that picture in front of you. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And so
yeah.
And so I think this is weak, especially with the history that he's — if you want to go ahead and say it's been a litany of things that have led up to this, with the way he acted out on the PGA Tour saying, "I'm glad I'll be off this tour here soon." And if you want to say, and he embarrassed us when he was brushing the sand in last year's summer tournaments, and you want, if you want to give out a litany of things that he did wrong and then say, so this was the breaking point, okay, I got it. But the fact that you just said, yep, he WD'd, we're going to find him, we're kicking him off the tour, he's out of the Ryder Cup, and you throw away all that history, golf can't, they can't in one ear tell me how much history means to the sport, and in the next ear, because I don't like Sergio, but I will say, if I'm a European, I want him involved in the Ryder Cup some way or another.
Okay, all right, so let's take a, several things you just said, and let's break it down, okay? So number one,
He was
only fined by the DP World Tour.
Right.
Okay. He was fined. He was not kicked off.
Right.
He was just fined. Okay. So Sergio is choosing to not renew his membership.
Mm.
So it's not him.
So it's
not them kicking him off the tour. He's choosing not to renew it. Okay. And he did say, I can't wait to leave this tour. He said it.
That was on the PGA tour.
Yeah. Yes. But he did. I mean, they're sort of, you know, the same, one and the same.
Yeah.
Now
with their partnership.
I still think it's kind of a douchey move to do what he did, no matter what the where College Game Day was. There's so many things that go into that. And yeah, you did get in the field. You deserve to be in the field. You earn the chance to be in the field.
Yeah.
But you being in the field, you did take that spot away from somebody. So just going and playing one round and just WD-ing, kind of a douche move, I think.
But Kyle, are we having this conversation if game day's not there that day and it's not Alabama, Texas playing?
But the thing is,
if that's Texas TCU and he does the exact same thing and it's not on television, are we even having this conversation?
But it's part of the conversation. Like, what other things could come up where he just says, I'm going to go because I'm Sergio Garcia. And if I screw around and don't like where I'm at after the first round, I'm just going to take myself out. I'm just going to withdraw and basically screw somebody over. Like, I don't care that he got the spot. I don't care that he was in the tournament like the other little babies, you know, cried and bellowed about.
Yeah, but I got you there.
But for him to just do that, you know, he did take somebody's spot. So at least go freaking try. Like, at least go play your two rounds, get cut, and then whatever. I don't know. I kind of think he deserved at least a fine because, I mean, it's clearly in the rules. Like, you can't just do that. You have to be – you can't go shoot 80 and pull yourself out. Like, there has
to
be –
Yeah, you have to have a doctor's excuse or your agent has to, you know, put a statement out that says – because you've seen guys that have said that they were even WDing for mental health issues. I mean, they could have said that. I mean, not that I'm discounting that. I'm just saying there's been stuff that's not been a physical ailment that guys have WD'd for and not been questioned about. He just basically, I think both are at fault here.
Yeah.
And I think both can be true. I think both Sergio and the DP World Tour are at fault here. And the reason being is because, as I said, and I know you said it's part of it, but still, if he's not on television that next day, nothing is probably being said about this whatsoever. If he just goes to a game with his wife and they just do whatever, some random game, probably nothing is said. But the fact that the part on his fault, like you said, with him WDing and then not giving a viable excuse. I'm telling you, man, these guys will make up. You know, it was said before numerous times that – now that you see all the health issues he has, but like Tiger used to do that. They'd say when he played bad, he'd end up WDing because he was playing bad and he'd give an excuse like my glutes weren't firing.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you don't even have to have a very good excuse.
Right.
Like, it's kind of like calling in sick and then your boss sees you out of the beach the next day, like that day. Like, wait a minute, you said you were sick.
You say you're sick and then Kyle tags you in a golf post because you're out playing and you shot 70 that day and had the round of your life. And
exactly.
It's like, what the hell are you doing, Kyle? I called in sick yesterday.
Hey, Sergio, here's the deal. Just don't go on TV or don't do anything where you're on TV and then maybe you won't get fined. But I don't know. I just think I think the fine was fair. I think the fine was fair.
I'm not discounting the fine. That's why I say they're both at fault. Cause now that you said that, cause I just misread it. Now that he drew a line in the sand that once they fined him and he was like, okay, well then the hell with you. I just won't renew. Well, now they're both at fault in my opinion.
Cause right.
I think the fine was fair. So the fact that he's stepping away, he has nothing to, I still say that, for what he's done for the European Tour and what he's done for the Ryder Cup and the history he has, I'm tired of all of this playing out in the media and socially and through agents. I think some of these players need to sit down with some of these leaders of the DP World Tour and the PGA Tour, and they need to sit behind closed doors and have a friggin' honest discussion about this stuff.
Here's an interesting part of this article. So I'm going to read it really quick. It says, you know, this is talking about him giving up. He didn't renew his membership. And it says, by losing his official membership, Garcia makes himself ineligible to compete in the Ryder Cup next September in Rome. DP World Tour officials are currently trying to prevent tour members who have jumped to the LIV golf circuit from being able to compete in DP events or earn points to qualify for the Ryder Cup. The matter will be under review in a UK court in February. So that's what's interesting to me is that the people that are still on the DP World Tour and they can play in certain events, I guess they can accrue points towards the Ryder Cup still.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. I did not know that was still – I thought they basically just said you're done. You can't do that. But it's still under appeal on this side. I guess the America side of it has ruled. That was the whole – we're all having a circle jerk around a cell phone at East Lake waiting for a court ruling or whatever. The UK hasn't decided on theirs yet. So they won't know – we won't really know until February. That's interesting. That's a date to circle. February 2023 is right around the corner. So,
yep.
I mean, I don't know. It's weird. Sergio doesn't have a whole lot of life left in him as far as golf goes. He's 42. He'd been 43 next year. I mean, he could still
– I don't even know if he'd have been playing. I think that would have been more of a coaching decision and having him out there and in the team room.
Yeah, but the way the all-time world leader in Ryder Cup points to go out this way, it's just kind of – I don't know. Kind of leaves a sour taste in your mouth.
It's like – I know. It's like Jordan, the Wizards. Unbelievable.
Yeah, like just stay retired.
You know? Don't come back and play for the Wizards. They used to be the Bullets. There are going to be some people miss it. Like, I'm interested to see how much of this gains ground, how this translates, and I'll move to kind of another point here. Talking about Sergio, I'll be interested how Rom reacts to this because they're super close. The two Spaniards are, and Rom being one of the guys that has taken the let's call it stance of I want the best people playing and the best people involved in the Ryder Cup and in majors because he took it a step forward. You know, other guys were saying, I want the best people playing the majors, not Rom. Rom was like, I want the best people. It is Europe versus the USA. Give me the best players from Europe and the best players from the USA playing each other. I don't give a damn what tour they play on. Does not matter. Yeah. So I'm curious if having a guy like that that's going to be a pivotal part of the Ryder Cup, if he has any say with the DP World Tour and the Ryder Cup committee to be able to sit down, somebody like a John Rahm and going, all right, we all need to sit down and have a heart-to-heart here and discuss how we want to handle this moving forward because you got LIV guys that are drawing lines in the sand, you got the PGA Tour drawing lines in the sand, you got the DP World Tour drawing lines in the sand, and then you got players, you know, themselves drawing lines in the sand. And you know who's losing in this? All of us that are golf fans.
Yeah.
And not that they really care, but at the end of the day, if they're going to continue to say, grow the game, and yet they're doing nothing but pissing us off as fans, they're not growing the game.
Nope, they could be shrinking it. The opposite of it.
thanks for that insight. They don't call it the best color man in the business for nothing.
Exactly. Dynamite drop in, Monty. Hey, you want to talk about growing the game? Let me talk about growing your golf game wardrobe.
Oh.
Check out swannies.co and grow your golf style game from printed polos to solid polos to striped polos, any kind of polo you can imagine. Then you got your pullover. It's pullover season. I got my quarter zip on right now. Hoodies are in. Hoodies are back. Hoodies never left. They're in style, and now golf has absorbed it, and Swannies has you covered. So check them out. Use coupon code use coupon code DadBodGolf5-25. Take 25% off your Swannies order. Not just one order, but literally anytime you want to go, just continue to use that code and it'll work. Hats, we already talked about shirts, outerwear, shorts, they have everything. T-shirts, love them. Check them out. Save big. look good, feel good, play good. Swannies.com. Life's a party. Dress for it.
They actually got some cool Tiger gear.
Yeah, they do. They do. I got a cool T-shirt that says red is for Sundays. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, we both have that. And then I got the sweatshirt last year. Just said the goat.
The goat on
it. It's got the tiger goat up
a
on
goat
the chest.
With tiger stripes. Yep. Love it. Love it. Speaking of Tiger Woods.
That was a transition. That's why we did this business.
What a transition. Tiger Woods, this could be the most depressing stat ever. I'm going to share it with you.
But we're going to share some good stats with you, too,
I'm
going to
share this stat with you. It's sobering. It's real. And it just is what it is. Tiger Woods has officially dropped to 1,206th in the official world golf ranking, the lowest position he's seen in his career.
And that is that even from like 97 when he came forward? Because don't you get given first couple of weeks, you get given status? I mean, it says in the article it's the lowest in his career. So I guess, yeah, he must have been, somebody must have thought he was better than that even when he started and he had not even had a round under his belt.
He got all the way to 1,199th, so just like eight or nine spots away.
Okay.
And in 2017.
Was that?
And then he started playing again and had a ninth place finish in the Hero and jumped all the way up to 668. So he's been riding that way for a while.
So 17 was rehab year from being in rehab and his arrest that has the great picture that the guy wore the T-shirt and Tiger gave him a smile when he saw him at the next tournament. And then I don't know how far he dropped when he had the Elend situation with the car crash. Must not have been like, I mean, since you said 17 was the other lowest, it couldn't have been lower than that, I guess. But I know he dropped because he stayed out of golf for a while. Just your absence from golf is going to drop you because you're not getting in rounds.
Exactly.
And he's missing a ton. And this is nothing new. I mean, he missed a ton, as I said, in the car wreck in the early 2000s. And then he missed a ton in his rehab stint with the pain pills and all that in 17. And now his leg, which I'm not speculating whatsoever, but I hope we're over the pain pill situation because judging by the looks of that leg, I'm sure he's had to take a couple here and there.
Yes.
And so let's hope that situation's over with. So
if he were to play in the Hero, I mean, he's going to jump way back up because it's a limited field stat and that you do get world golf ranking points for, obviously, because he jumped. Mm-hmm. So just by playing in it, he's going to jump back up. So
this may be the lowest ever because if he finished middle of the pack, he'll probably jump up just because the field's so, I mean, it's basically the top 30 golfers.
Yeah, he'll jump inside the top 1,000 with just halfway decent finish. And then he won't get any points for the PNC. But yeah, man, and I guess that's just a sobering reality of where Tiger is right now. I mean, he's 47 and on the back end of it, and it's just
I think he's a realist about it though, Kyle. I think he knows. I mean, since he's been out of golf and he just can't play. I mean, he's not whining about it. He's not like dwelling on it. I think he, you know, you're talking about a guy that stayed up there at number one so many years in a row. That feat will never be top. If it does, it'll probably be top like outside of our lifetime or something. Or some new phenomenon. Or it could be Charlie that makes that run. I don't know. A little bit later on. I still don't know that anybody, the way people have gotten into golf and the way the players are now, I don't know.
Tiger is the reason that Tiger's record will never be broken.
Right. Exactly. Tiger
and Jack. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he got so many people into golf.
Yeah,
it'll take 20 plus years for like the memory of Tiger to sort of 20 plus years after today. Like, I mean, we're talking 20 plus years from today. Like when he's, you know, 70 or whatever, before people start, you know, maybe the popularity of the game starts to dwindle a little bit. And then like somebody could step up and go on a run. I mean, it's just no way right now. There's just too many good golfers. Or if Liv,
it could be more than 20, because I don't think with the kind of money that's being doled out now on both the PGA Tour and LIV Tour, the unpopularity ain't going away.
It's a good point. It's a great point.
If your kid can hold a club, you want them going out there and swinging it, because if they can go out on the LIV Tour and do like that kid that made $4 million after he dropped out of college to go play on the LIV, and everybody's like, that's stupid. Yeah, he's got $4 million to laugh in all y'all's faces.
You know what? You're stupid. How do you feel now? How do you feel about that? So with that sobering stat, it's just hard to believe, like, oh, man, Tiger. But to remember the greatness, I want Ben to read this stat that we shared today that just will absolutely blow your mind. This will rock your whole world.
It's funny because when the first time I read it, Kyle said, are you sure that it's that long? Is it not just from 97 to 2000? No. You want to hear about domination? 97 to 2009. So over 10 years. And he, in majors, his score to par was 134 under. Now, that's impressive enough.
Yes.
Here's the next impressive thing. The next guy to him, Phil Mickelson. Also during his heyday, right around that time as well. Phil was 99 over.
In wow.
That. This is that he and Phil's the only player within 250 strokes of Woods.
Think about that.
In that same time. And then also during that heyday, because he was playing right along with Tiger and competing with him in those majors, Ernie Els. He's plus 118 in the majors. So nobody else is even under par, and Tiger's 134 under par, and the closest one to him is Phil, who's 99 over.
It's incredible. So
that's 11 years of golfing your ball. Swing changes during
think
that
about
time.
That. Think about that. Think about that. Let's go back, like really think about that. Tiger Woods in, you said, 97 to 2009, so 12 years. Yep. So 12 years, that's 48 majors. 12 times 4, 12, 48 majors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you take Phil one-on-one for 48 majors, four rounds each, however many holes that is, Tiger beats him by how many strokes?
250 strokes.
200.
Hey, over the next 12 years, I'm going to spot you 250. You good?
I'm going to spot you 249 over the next 12 years. I'm going to beat you. How about that?
Goodness gracious alive, man. It just, when I read that, I was just sitting there thinking, you want to talk about growing the game of golf. This was when I was in college. I was in college in the late 90s. We were literally setting our VCRs on Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays so we could go do other things and recording Tiger Woods. And Sunday afternoon was must-see TV for anybody that was a golf fan to sit down and watch pro golf on a Sunday afternoon because Tiger was going to be in the hunt regardless of what tournament it was.
So Tiger, for every major between 97 and 2009, could have walked up to Phil and said, I will give you one shot every round for the next 12 years, and you can't beat me.
Right.
You won't beat me. Our cumulative score to par, I'll give you one shot around, you won't beat me.
I wish they would release the rest of the list because the list is, it's a minimum 70 rounds. They did say that because sometimes Phil didn't make the cut on some of the majors. During that time, Tiger didn't. Tiger made a lot of cuts. That's probably why there's a big disparity between the two numbers. Because Phil would shoot himself out of some tournaments.
That's a good point, too, yeah.
But
you got a chance to go over, too.
Right.
Like if you play more, that doesn't mean you're going to be under par.
People forget he won the
– That's why having the lead in the clubhouse is a big deal, because the other dude's got to continue to play. You know what I mean?
Well, he won the U.S. Open at Pebble by 20 strokes.
15 shots, yeah.
Over Ernie. I mean, 15 shots, but still, at one point in time, he was 21 shots ahead of the second place guy.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine, like, we've talked about the FedEx Cup Championship that takes place in Atlanta and how it's kind of unfair for a guy to start out the tournament at 13 under when everybody else is, or 10 under when everybody else is starting out at even or whatever, like they're getting a 13-stroke head start. It's like, hey, yeah, welcome to the early 2000s. Tiger started out a friggin' major 21 shots ahead of the second place guy.
Yeah.
That's unfathomable.
And it's unbelievable. The golf that was played in that little stretch, I would say from 97 to 2005 was the greatest golf that's ever been played.
Oh, there's no doubt. Yeah, it was
the greatest golf that's ever been played.
It's funny because I was reading through our our YouTube comments. I was running through some emails today, and sometimes since you check them and I check them, sometimes I don't see if it's been read or not. So I got bored at work, so I was scrolling through them, and somebody even made the point regarding Tiger, and they wasn't even related to this discussion, but it was like, man, Elon has made more money than 98% of the 98% of the golfers that are on tour right now.
And the human race.
Than the human race. I mean, she made enough money that as soon as she got the house, she tore it down and rebuilt it because she just said she didn't want to live there anymore. It's like, goodness gracious. I mean, it's just, he's the first billion-dollar athlete at one point in time, and he earned all of it. So, yeah, that time where I talked to people, because when he first came out, you had, and I'm not going to get into the whole some people didn't like him because of a race issue or whatever. I don't think, in my world, none of my buddies liked him because of, or disliked him because of that. They disliked him because he got all the coverage. But that's what sold. And, you know, I liked it because they just happened. Tiger's one of the first people that played in the USAM that they started showing on television. So being able to watch him win the US Amateur a couple of years in a row on TV live, it's kind of like, I tell people of today's generation, and even my wife who remembers it too, you know, LeBron was the first guy they started like carrying his high school games. I was like, they did that with Tiger during the USAM. And that was unheard. A Golf Channel was there and still fairly new, but they didn't carry US Amateur events until Tiger Woods came along. And then they were like, okay, we need to put this guy
on NBC. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that was the quote unquote Tiger effect. And that's why you hear all the time. And I know beating a dead horse, but it's not moving the needle. He's the friggin' needle, man.
No doubt. No doubt.
And so 97-09, that's amazing. 134 under, closest guy to him, almost 100 over par, 99 over par.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Something else is unbelievable, and that's how many features and how awesome a Blue Tees rangefinder can be, and it still be around $300 or less, especially if you use your coupon code DADBOD and save 10%. I mean, guys, there's no point. Why would you spend $600 on a rangefinder anymore? There's no reason. The guys have these people, these direct-to-consumer brands like Blue Tees, they have all the technology, and they're just taking out the middleman. All you're paying for is marketing. That's it. You're paying for the marketing. Why would you do that when you could just have a Blue Tees rangefinder for half the price and still perform the same as all the top brands? I mean,
and use us and get a discount code.
Exactly. It makes no sense. Get one, man. Get that Bluetooth speaker. I said on the last show, I saw one in the wild this past weekend. They're great. They stick to they stick to the railing. Your Bluetooth sticks on the other side. It's awesome. The only thing you got to be sure is you get it when you leave, because it's just so convenient, you'll forget it. And that's what
all you got to do is do like Kyle's doing a better job of, and actually clip it onto the rail instead of throwing it down in the cup holder.
Exactly. But, you know, like I said, it's just so convenient. If you don't watch out, you'll just pull it into the car barn and get up and walk off and forget it. So
That we don't mention about Blue Tees, Kyle, and it hit me the other day because I still haven't had to change it out because I was wondering where they are. You get battery. Two free batteries that come with it.
Yep.
You get the battery that goes in it, and then an extra two. So if it goes at now, we play a decent amount of golf. Not as of late, but usually we play a decent amount of golf. So it gets our rangefinders get used quite a bit, and I have not had to switch the battery yet.
Oh no, yeah, I know.
So, and when
you got two more.
I got two excretes.
All right, last thing, yep. And we'll go through this quick, but Harold Varner continues to be, the best level-headed dude that's gone to the Live Tour and had the best answers every single time he's been asked a question, and he did it again going into the Jeddah Invitational, in Saudi Arabia. He did the, he's doing a press conference, and he's asked, you know, basically why the Live Tour should get world ranking points, whatever. And he basically just said, look, I knew what we were getting into. We all did. We knew this was we knew it was going to be a battle. We knew it was going to be a struggle. It wasn't going to be easy. And opportunity that wasn't going to, that you couldn't get our first official world golf ranking points was going to be on the table. That sort of flies in the face of all these announcers and columnists and TV personalities that are saying, oh, their agents duped them. The LIV Tour lied to them. The LIV Tour pulled the wool over their eyes. They said, no, that was part of this whole thing. Clearly, he says it right now. I knew that was an opera. That could possibly be on the table. Again, I said it before. I'll say it again. The money is life-changing. It's absolutely life-changing. And Harold Varner can change his grandkids' lives, his great-grandkids' lives with this money. And he can also do amazing things through his foundations and charities, which I know he will.
Yes.
And it's just, we got to quit lying, like just blatantly lying about this thing.
And like, Kyle, we know some people, some mutual people that know Harold Varner too.
Yes.
He's a good dude.
He's just
like, he's not, this is not for show.
This is him. I'm such a huge fan.
What are you seeing?
He's still got his Jumpman stuff on too. So
and that's another thing that I liked about it. He was kind enough to reach out to Jordan and said, if you tell me not to wear it, I won't. But I really would. And he said, I'll let you and the agents deal with it as far as what we do moving forward, as far as sponsorships and all that. But I like the gear. I'm a big fan of yours. And I would like to keep wearing it if at all possible. And he still got it on.
Yep. So absolutely.
They never gave an official word from Jordan what he said about it, but he's still wearing it. Let's just put it that way. He went on to say one of his quotes. He said, because everybody, you just talked about how the announcers are anti, you know, they're LIV pull the wool over their eyes. LIV lied to them. You know, Greg Norman didn't tell them the whole truth. Harold comes out and he says, quote, I think people at LIV have done an unbelievable job of just trying because I don't know the check marks and I could care less. I knew exactly what was going to happen. I knew what could happen to my career and I went ahead and accepted it.
Exactly.
And that is so refreshing to see somebody like him say that, because the Chamblees of the world and some of the other talking heads that have said LIV has lied, this kind of solidifies what you and I have talked about, where we've said, I still think LIV is reaching for a lot of things because they're trying to get some checkpoints so they can hit those checkpoints.
Yeah.
And the next year when it comes, and they've already talked about that. Like they've already said it's in the works to go to 72 holes, to go to cuts. And so you can tell LIV is taking their notes of what they say you have to do in order to qualify for various points, whether it be World Cup point or world points or ranking points or whatever, you know, Ryder Cup points, whatever it may be. And these guys are hitting the check marks. And Harold said that. He said, look, that's their job. That's, you know, I'm working for them now. They're hitting the check marks. I'm here to play golf.
You know, you're talking about check marks. There's nobody that was waiting for this question more than Graham McDowell. He was so prepared.
He and his agents stayed up the night before and really went over.
I think Greg Norman may have wrote this. There's no doubt about it. I really do believe this. He was the one that answered this question first when they asked about, you know, the LIV Tour applying for official world golf ranking points. And he goes, and I read this in his accent, but I can't do the accent. The word official has to go away from official world golf rankings if they don't care of the players out here. Boom. Tell me that wasn't rehearsed.
I mean, it sounded good, but then when you see it in black and white, you're sitting there going, like, when you read it on a screen or on a piece of paper, I'm like, yeah, somebody coached him to do that. But that's
There's
fine.
No doubt.
There's yeah. that. Hey, listen, that's fine. Here's the best thing. They didn't let Harold in on the notes because, like, it says in the very next line, it's like Varner paused in admiration of McDowell's monologue. And he goes, that was unbelievable, your answer. So apparently nobody gave him the notes on that.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. I love it, though. I love stuff like that when people are – it's when you're in a debate or you're in a – and you have, like, a good one, you know what I'm talking about, and they finally serve it up to you, and you're like – that you know that meme with the dude peeping out behind the tree going like this?
Oh, yeah. There's
– ready for it. He was ready for it.
That's what I'm saying. Over the last probably 3 weeks with the three tournaments, he and his agent have rehearsed this, and somebody was dumb enough to ask it.
He's finally – he's ready
and
to
he,
announce.
It, you know he was sitting there going – thank you.
Licking my chops. Here we go. That's good stuff.
It's almost like one of those lawyers in a court of law where somebody says something on the stand and they're like, Okay, here we go. I got you now.
Got him.
That's all I needed was that one statement, and now I get to run with this. And that's exactly what he did.
Absolutely. Great stuff. Great week. Enjoy some golf this weekend. You got another, I think, is another back-to-back is live, I think, the Jetta Invitational, and then a couple of weeks we have the finale in Doral. There's a PGA tournament. I mean, it's just,
oh, by the way,
it's on the one Colin thing. It's the Zozo, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the Zozo, and they're picking Colin to possibly win it. They're saying that he's got an opportunity to repeat, so just course fits his eye. I will say this, you mentioned the live thing. One thing that we talked about the numbers being down, I didn't think about this. One of our viewers, I don't know if this is true or not, but congratulations to this viewer if they're telling the truth whenever they commented on our YouTube page, which, by the way, we do read those guys. If y'all will go to the YouTube page and comment on some of the stuff, we read them, and that's why I'm addressing it right here, is it was nice of them to put this on there. They don't – over in Europe and over in some of the countries overseas, they're actually blocked from YouTube from being able to watch it. And so they actually carry it on various televisions. So the YouTube numbers were down because there were 29 networks that were carrying the live event on television overseas. The Americans are just the ones that are still pissed about the live tour. So they weren't carrying it, but it was being carried on television in Australia. And I mean, over in London, I think the guy that actually typed that was from, I think it said he was from London. He said he was able to watch it on television, so he didn't have to watch it on YouTube.
Interesting. So, Bangkok's also 12 hours difference. So that matters.
And he said that
it's tomorrow. Right now.
And so they were saying that they had an opportunity to watch it in other ways. They chose not to watch YouTube. So
there you go. That's awesome. Well, good deal. Guys, have a great weekend. We'll chat back around the first of the week. And hopefully you play some golf this weekend. I have club championship. So hopefully we'll have some club championship stories.
Really?
So, yeah. Club championship this weekend. We're going to have some fun. I'm going to have family in, play some golf, bunch of golf.
I know one guy not playing in it.
That's you.
Well, yeah, because I'm not a member of the club. but Nate Pass won't be playing in it because he's going to be at a live broadcast remote with me on the radio stations on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, yep. You and Nate will be having friendship all weekend, so that's great. It'll be a great weekend. Watch some football, bet on some football using Bet Online, and have a blast, and we'll talk back at the beginning of next week. So. Episode 237 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. We're always
you've been listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Always stroking.